The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello and welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. We are beginning a brand new series called The Ten Plagues of Egypt. And to help us out along the way, we're inviting back a favorite guest, David Renfro. I think you're going to enjoy this series, so stick with us as we go through it. Now, before we get to today's discussion with David and the guys, I want to remind you about our National Bible Conference, which is coming up very soon. You can find out all you need to know about the conference by going to our website, faithalone.org, click on events, and then you can even register right there on the site. We look forward to seeing you there. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin, David Renfro, and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
And in the studio with us today is
Dr. David Renfro. Well, I'm giving him an honorary doctorate.
Oh, thank you.
It
isn't earned.
But David is an Old Testament expert. In fact, he's got Hebrew with him and everything else. He's still 3 years after you graduated from Dallas Seminary, and he still reads Hebrew?
That's great. So, and you've been with us before, at least, was it once before or twice before?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did a bunch of Psalms.
Oh, yeah. We did the Psalms series, and you can go back and listen to that series. So we've brought David into the studio again to do an Old Testament series to give us a break from Q&A and to focus on, you know, a part of God's Word that just does not get as much emphasis as it should, right? This is your great cause in life, to get people to read the Old Testament, right?
It's turned out that way. I almost feel like I've got to reintroduce the New Testament church to the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Especially these days when it's almost completely ignored in a lot of the churches. And there's a lot of stuff there. And especially since we are with the Grace Evangelical Society, I'm seeing grace almost on every page, including the giving of the law, the 613 commandments in the Old Testament. There's grace on every page.
Oh, and by the way, that reminds me, I want people to look out for our upcoming, forthcoming Grace Old Testament commentary, which we're in the process of writing. Mm-hmm. And we have an expected publication date of 50 years from now.
I think 2026.
Maybe we might be able to pull it off sooner than that.
We might.
Things are kind of humming along. Mm-hmm. Well, David, we really appreciate that you're here today. And we're going to be talking about, well, Bob texted me and he said, Dave Renfro wants to talk about the flags of Egypt.
The flags of Egypt.
And I was
Egypt.
Like, the flags of Egypt? That's not anything I know about. I don't remember reading about flags.
I don't type in when I text. I just hit the little audio button and I say, David Renfro wants to talk about the 10 plagues of Egypt, and it came out the 10 flags of Egypt.
Well, you know, this is a very appropriate topic because over the last year or 2 years, we've been living under what's been presented as a global plague, right? A global pandemic.
Right.
And so it's something that a lot of us are familiar with. It's kind of on the forefront of our minds. And so this is, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting topic because it also kind of reveals a side of God, the plagues of Egypt, that people don't like to always talk about because it seems too scary or it seems too incompatible with his loving nature.
Right.
And yet it's there in the text.
Well, not only that, it's one of the pivotal events in the Old Testament because what's the result of the 10 plagues?
Deliverance. Israel is set free.
And then that starts the Exodus. And God's promise to give them the promised land.
And then the conquest in Joshua. Yeah.
Right. So technically the Exodus extends all the way from Exodus 12 all the way through the end of Deuteronomy and into Joshua.
All right.
So this is a very important aspect of the Bible. And nobody teaches this anymore. Just like you were saying, Sean, it's a negative thing. And we want positive. We want I call it warm fuzzies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we need to understand that God is holy and that there are standards by which he wants us to live. I'm seeing, the more I study this, more and more patterns of what's in the Old Testament in the New Testament. And the content's different, but the patterns are there. I think we can learn to appreciate what we have in the New Testament if you have a good grounding in the old.
All right. Well, introduce us to the plagues. Get us in the right mindset to approach this subject.
Okay. Well, I wish I could run the Ten Commandments movie with Charlton Heston. But, you know, that's what this brings to the picture, you know, that old movie.
Oh, yeah.
But the plagues are they start in Exodus chapter 7 and really go through Exodus chapter 12. The 10th plague is announced in chapter 11. In fact, all of chapter 11, as we'll see later on, is the introduction to the Exodus. And it also says, here's the 10th plague and what it's going to be and all that stuff. The plagues are the way, as we're going to see also, and it's the way that the Lord uses to deliver Israel out of bondage and slavery from Egypt. They'd been in Egypt for about 400 years, and a little over 400 years, and now it's time for them to go to the promised land, the promise made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now it's time for that deliverance to occur. But there has to be other things going on. When I reached this, when I was teaching this passage, I was wondering, why would, you know, the Lord can do anything he wants. He could do the Star Trek beam me to the promised
yeah,
land,
absolutely.
Scotty.
Yeah.
And he could have done that and avoided all these plagues. But there's a reason why these are included in the text.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, like why wouldn't just one plague be enough? Or why any plague? Why not just kind of send your angel armies or something and say, hey, you Egyptians aren't going to stop them from leaving.
Right. Or the Lord could put them to sleep.
Put them to sleep,
And the Israelites, hey, let's get out of here now.
Yeah, that's right. There's lots of ways that God could have done it. So the question is, why did he do it this way? And you have an idea about that.
I have ideas about that, and we're going to explore those as we go through these plagues and describe what these plagues are.
All right.
But let me give you an introduction to the plagues. It's interesting that, believe it or not, there's an organization to them. You would think that these are just one happened after the other. There's no logic. There's no organization. But the first nine plagues are actually organized into three groups of three plagues each.
Oh, wow.
And they differ in each one in each group differs.
Okay.
Like the first plague in each group starts with meet Pharaoh in the morning as he's coming out of the water, meaning out of the Nile River.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to confront Pharaoh in the morning. And, you know, the first plague in each category or each group starts that way. Then the second plague in each group, there is no just confront Pharaoh, but there's no time thing involved.
Okay.
And then the third one in each group, it just happens. There's no confrontation at all.
Hmm.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
And the other thing that happens with these three groups is within each group, the plagues become more and more intense.
All right.
Okay, like the first three plagues, it makes life miserable for the Egyptians. There's no death involved, but there's irritation and, you know, just not having a lot of fun with life at that point.
Right.
The next three, plagues 4 through 6, are more involved with damage and destruction to the infrastructure of the Egyptian community. Then the last three is there's still more destruction, but now there's this added thing of absolute dread, you know, fear involved in it. And then, of course, the 10th plague, which is by itself, it's unique in a lot of ways, is also an incredibly intense and, frankly, very sad plague that the Lord had to do.
Right.
But if you look at the plagues that way, yes, there's an organization to these plagues. It's not just haphazard and throw this one in and then throw this one in. There's a reason for all these. Another example, I thought this was interesting too. In the first three plagues, 1, 2, and 3, the staff earlier in chapter 7, there was the staff that was turned into a serpent. Well, that's going to be the symbol of God's power.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the first three plagues, he tells Aaron, stretch out your hand with the rod that turned into a serpent.
Right.
You see. And then the second three plagues, no staff is used. And then the third series, Moses uses the staff.
Huh.
And so there's some organization. There are significances to those kinds of things as well.
Okay.
But it's just amazing. Once you get into studying these, it's more than just, okay, one right happened right after the other. There's a reason why they happened in the order that they did.
Interesting.
Well, now also, each of these 10 plagues is in some sense a polemic against the religion of the Egyptians, right?
That's correct. All of them, for the most part, the 10th one maybe doesn't have a direct correlation. But as we go through these, I'll list what god or goddess of Egypt is being attacked by that one plague.
Okay.
And what the whole point is that the god of the Israelites, Yahweh, is far superior. He's the sovereign one, and that's the thing that the Egyptians needed to learn throughout these plagues.
Right. What are the different ways the plagues are structured? They're structured in
three groups of three.
Three groups of three.
Each group of plagues becomes more intense and more scary.
It moves from discomfort to destruction of the society to
absolute fear and dread.
Absolute
paralyzing
fear and
dread. Yeah.
There is a correspondence between the plagues and the gods of Egypt, so it's kind of a rebuke of those gods.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Well, there
is
one other concern I have, and that is Pharaoh's response. Theoretically, if Pharaoh had responded correctly to the first plague, or even no plagues, he could have just responded to Moses and Aaron saying, let my people go, and he could have done it. But this brings up the whole issue of the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. And will you be getting into that as we go through these?
Well, I was going to try to avoid. No, no, that's a very important point because it's mentioned many times. And there's expressions, Pharaoh hardened his own heart, and then later on, God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
All right, well, that's going to be an interesting topic.
Yeah, it is.
Talk about, because a lot of people have made different things about that, and we'll need to set the record straight. Well, David, I'm looking forward to this next series. We'll start with the first plague in the next show.
Which is what? Water to blood, right?
Water to blood. And so keep on listening. And if you want to hear David's previous series with us, go look up the Psalm. It was a series in the Psalms. You can hear previous episodes at our website, faithalone.org. And wherever you listen to us, go look up those previous episodes, and if you can, do us a favor, leave us a review, write something down, give us 5 stars, it helps us in the ratings, and we really appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture? Well, that's our mission for you, and one of the best ways to do that, we think, is for you to come to our website, faithalone.org, that's faithalone.org, and get involved. We've got free daily blog posts that if you get subscribed, completely hassle-free, they'll show up in your inbox. Those that read them are enriched on a daily basis. So come visit us at faithalone.org. You may be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this radio show. You can find out how to do that and give tax-deductible gifts at faithalone.org. Maybe you have a question or a comment or some feedback, and if you do, that's great. We would love to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. You can get us day or night, radio@faithalone.org. On the Monday edition of Grace in Focus, we're going to continue our series, The 10 Plagues of Egypt. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.